Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan has withdrawn from the confirmation process.
CBS News military analyst, retired Army Major Mike Lyons. He is on our news line. Mike, President Trump says Shanahan wants to devote more time to his family. Is there more to it than that?
There's an unfortunate story that's out today in the Washington Post about a fairly serious incident that took place back in 2011 between his former wife and his son. There was police reports. It was fairly significant, and I'm surprised this didn't come about when he was named Secretary Mattis's Undersecretary of Defense. It's likely the kind of thing that usually a person would disqualify themselves from. But the details are pretty awful, and it's very unfortunate. So at this point now, more will come out, and I think that's why he withdrew his name.
So President Trump has named Army Secretary Mike Esper Acting Defense Secretary. What can you tell us about Esper?
Yeah, Mark Esper, actually, class of 1986 from West Point, good friends with Mike Pompeo. I thought it was unusual that the Secretary of State was going down to talk to the CENTCOM commander today, but after the recent events, now I understand why. But he'll work very closely with Secretary of State Pompeo. He's been the Secretary of the Army since November of 2017. Off-the-chart smart guy, too, like the Secretary of State, has experience both on Capitol Hill as a national security advisor as well as with Boeing. So he brings it all to the table, a different kind of executive, not just, you know, one path or the other. It's not all political. It's not all civilian. He brings both to the table for the job.
What are Mark Esper's chances for confirmation?
I think they're pretty solid, and given the fact that he's been confirmed by the Senate already as the Secretary of the Army and doesn't appear there's anything else in his background. There had been rumblings that potential Secretary Shanahan was in trouble based on some things that reports that were happening. I think, for example, the McCain incident, he was getting blamed for that when the cover-up was taking place on that ship and that incident. So there was underpinning rumblings already within the D.C. culture that something was going to come out, and that's why I'm surprised finally the shoe was finally dropped on him.
Mike, is the timing of all this troubling, considering with what's going on with Iran and such?
Well, it is, Michael. The fact that we haven't had a Secretary of Defense confirmed in over 6 months, and it's going to take another 90 days in order to get Secretary Esper confirmed. I think we've been fortunate to have General Dunford as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and he's been really doing a lot of both jobs right now. He's been a four-star for 10 years, a significant leadership role, and has really brought a lot of stability to the Pentagon. But Mark Esper will step into that spot, given the fact he's been in the building for the last 2 years, and let's hope we get this done here before the end of the summer.
All right, thank you, Mike. CBS News military analyst, retired Army Major Mike Lyons.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.